on ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Rebecca Levingston.
Puppy prices I'm hearing about, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000. Someone showed me a picture of a lilac bulldog pup this morning, $11,000. In the past 6 months, since we went into lockdown and everything changed, there's been an incredible jump in demand, particularly for small and apartment-friendly dogs. And high demand has meant prices of puppies has been pushed to exorbitant levels. Just last week, Redlands Mayor Karen Williams told me that animal shelters in her region are empty, so you can't even adopt a dog. The RSPCA said they've had hundreds of applications for some dogs. So how do you ensure you're buying your new puppy from a reputable breeder and you're not going to be overcharged? Ulla Greenwood is president of Dogs Queensland, which is the peak dog registration body in Queensland. Morning, Ulla.
Good morning, Rebecca.
$10,000 for a puppy? I mean, I thought when someone told me this on the weekend, actually specifically, it was $9,995 for an oodle of some sort. Why are puppies so expensive?
Well, look, it's been an extraordinary year with the COVID pandemic, and people have been staying close to home and they've recognised the benefits of having a dog. And of course, we always have a market for our wonderful pets in our homes. And unfortunately, it is a question of let the buyer beware, because it's not just the price of puppies that's being asked. It's also that the fact that there may be attendant health problems with some of these puppies that are sold for remarkable, supposedly, colours like lilac and merle. And at Dogs Queensland, we go back to the 1950s. As you say, we're the premier dog body in Queensland. And it's not just dog registration. We have more than 6,000 members, all the disciplines from dog showing through to obedience, agility and many other disciplines come under our umbrella. And yes, we have more than 4,000 dog breeders. We have a breeder's code of conduct. Our members also have a code of conduct. And if there are any breaches, we take action. And so it is closely regulated. So we're all about the welfare of the dogs that our members breed.
Yeah, that's the people who are with you and
that's
happy
right.
to work under those sort of criteria.
That's right.
I wonder, though, I mean, when you start talking about $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, $11,000 for a puppy, is that price gouging?
Well, I do think it is. I think I don't know of any of our Dogs Queensland breeders who would be charging those sums of money, but it is a marketplace situation. I know for French Bulldogs, for example, that they have become a very popular breed of dog. And I think anything over, our breeders might be charging up to maybe $4,500, but I think alarm bells should go off if prices above that are being asked.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at a couple of dog sort of ads or reports. I think these are from some of your members. Is it Cresteds advertised? What's a Crested?
It's a Chinese Crested. That's a toy breed. These are our members that have noted these advertisements on Facebook and Gumtree and the like.
It says, doesn't look in the best condition, not from a registered breeder, $4,000. $8,500 for a golden retriever pup, says Jody. Paul says, the market has gone crazy since COVID. Mini smooth dachshunds were $3,000 before. Now you're looking at $4,500. The market dictates the price.
Yeah.
Wanted male French bulldog, $10,000.
I mean, now the reason that, and that ad particularly concerns me, because that's someone who's seeking a male French bulldog and will pay $10,000. And to my way of thinking, that's a backyard breeder, and is looking to make lots of money through breeding these, this wanted breed of dog.
Well, are you hearing about, puppy flipping happening as well? People buying a dog for a couple of $1,000 and then trying to sell it for more?
I haven't heard so much about that, but I have heard about people saying, no, look, we're buying this dog just as a pet and we're going to de-sex the dog, and then finding out that they are doing backyard breeding. And let's be clear about this. Under the state government regime, you, Rebecca, you could decide that you want to breed dogs, and you've got a boy and a girl, and all you need to do, whatever breed they may be, is get online and get a breeder identification number. under the departmental, the DAF website. And 5 minutes later, you can have your breeder identification number and you can say you're a registered breeder. And that's without any background in breeding dogs and the like.
Is that a problem?
It is a real problem. And that's why I would like to counsel people to, it's a really important decision, adding a member to your family, and would like to counsel them to do the research. Contact Dogs Queensland. We have, many of the breeds have got breed clubs, and you can be given the details of those breed clubs through Dogs Queensland, and contact them and find out more about the breed that you're wanting to buy, and also get recommendations of breeders.
You're listening to Ulla Greenwood, President of Dogs Queensland, the peak dog registration body in Queensland. I love the fact that you're proud to be a dog's body, if you like.
Absolutely. Well, our full name is Canine Control Council Queensland Limited, so
Wow, Canine Control Council. That's a lot of C's. It's almost more C's than the triple C. 1300 222 612. I'm keen to hear from you this morning. If you tried to buy a pup, how much did it cost? Lana at Forest Lake says adopt, don't shop, but we're hearing that there's shortages at adoption places as well, at animal welfare centres. Are you hearing that?
Absolutely. RSPCA said to me months ago that they were cleaned out, and they tend to have more the mastiff crossbred type dogs, but yes, they were cleaned out very shortly after the pandemic started. I was concerned that there might be a lot of returns happening, but I gather that's not the case.
Okay, and what about recourse? If you buy a dog or you don't get a dog, you pay money and you don't end up with the puppy, what happens?
Well, there are scams out there, and the ACCC have been putting out material about that. And of course, and what they're doing is they're lifting photos, these scamsters, of actual dogs from breeders and asking for funds to be transferred. Funds get transferred, and of course, there's no dog.
What do you do to ensure that you are buying from a reputable breeder?
Well, you do the investigations, as I've mentioned, and then you make contact with the breeder, you visit the breeder, you see the conditions in which the puppies are reared, and make a considered decision there.
Ulla, good to catch up, and thank you for the kind of buyer beware. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Ulla Greenwood from, all of the C's, but Dogs Queensland, the peak body representing dog owners, trying to get people to do the right thing, trying to make sure that you do not get scammed.
On ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Rebecca Levingston.